This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. Open phones for you if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Seattle Police Department possibly losing roughly 30-40% of its officers, somewhere in that range. Plus, the Chicago Police Department may be going through the same difficulties. All of this is over police standing up for bodily autonomy.
Hilarious.
For once. Of course, it's only their own bodies they're worried about. They still want to go and put you in a cage if you, you know, don't follow their rules. But we'll talk about all that coming up here. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Major Payne is on the line calling us from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major Payne.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the geniuses at the University of Harvard who graduate Lord knows what percentage of these libtard judges and lawyers that are running roughshod over us now. Although they have a 95% vaccination rate across the campus, they have decided to go back to online classes. They have so much faith in this vaccine they've been pushing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I heard about this. Wasn't there, like, some cases on campus or something? Or what sparked them to do this? Do you know?
Well, most of the cases, the people that are vaccinated are catching the stuff and spreading the stuff. And the people that just catch it naturally, like I did a year and a half ago, and whoop it to death, you know, like we're supposed to do, we're just fine. But I'll be damned if you're going to put a spiked army helmet on every blood cell in my body and cause log jams all over the world.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea that people are staying home and schooling instead of being physically trapped in these public school prisons and having to deal with people they don't know, strangers. At least they're at home, you know. And know this.
Here's a cross thought on that. Back in the day, Washington used to work before they had trains and planes and automobiles and such, because all the politicians had to go there and stay in boarding houses and dine together. And they'd have beers and cigars after dinner and actually talk about the things that concern the nation.
Major Payne, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing that up here. Joe, I don't know. I feel like they shouldn't even be in government school at all, right?
Exactly.
Like, isn't that the ideal?
Yes.
I mean, being home from the government indoctrination center is better than being in the government indoctrination center. But the best thing parents can do is get their kids completely out from underneath their control at all. Because even from the – we heard the stories in the last 18 months, even this home version of government school is still very controlling. There was more than one kid who got in trouble for, like, having a Nerf gun on the, you know, the wall or something behind him, like, got it written up for something like that.
It's like 1984. It really is.
Yeah, it's really creepy. Like, some of the stuff that they would tell parents they weren't allowed to come in the room to monitor. Like,
creepy.
Yeah, because before, you know, your parents are at work or whatever, they're not likely to want to come in and just sit in a classroom in a government school. But if the parents are at home, I mean, it's a natural curiosity to say, hey, I've got some time. I can go and sit in and see what my kid is learning. I can audit this class, right? And some of these schools didn't want that happening either. So there was all kinds of, like, sick controls going on. So the best thing you can do is just get your kid the hell out of the government school. But in this case, what he was calling about was Harvard, which, of course, is college. And that's more of a choice, right? Yeah. Like, you know, you're not mandated by the state to go to college.
Sure.
I still don't think you probably should, because it's a huge waste of time and money in most cases, unless you absolutely need a college degree for whatever career you're planning on going to. The hell with that. Don't spend all that money on
college. If you don't know what you're going to college for, don't go.
Yeah, please don't.
But in that case, you know, if you do really want to go to college and there's, like, an actual reason for you to go, I can understand why somebody wouldn't want to do that from home, because part of the whole college experience is getting out from your parents' house, right?
See, like Harvard is kind of like a public school, though. Because, they get a lot of public funding.
Yeah, they get all kinds of funding.
I mean, every college. I mean, with the exception of very, very few colleges. There's probably, like, a handful of colleges out there that are not taking government money. I mean, ultimately, they're all, you know, whether they're part of the government system officially, they're all taking government handouts at some level. So I can understand why a college student would say, you know what, I'd rather be on campus. But that would have been prior to COVID, because now the campuses are more insane than they've ever been with restrictions. I mean, it's nuts what they're doing to these kids. Some schools,
it's torture. You know,
Did you ever go?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at kids at schools and like driving by the universities. You know, they're all wearing masks or...
force them to wear masks around town.
Yeah.
If they're caught.
Yeah.
If they're caught around town without their masks on, they will get written up at college.
At college.
I know that was the case last year. I don't know for sure.
It may have changed. They seem to kind of looser here in the Keene area. But
it wasn't last year, though, I'll tell you that. You could always tell who the college students were, because they were the, you know, teenage people that were wearing masks just walking down the street. Like, what are you doing? Well, they go to college. That's why.
I can't believe people comply with that and pay money.
Well, that's the thing. They already paid the college money, and then the college starts changing the rules on them.
Yeah, and the college isn't going to give them a refund if they pull the
plug. Probably not. Yeah. Although, arguably, they would have, you know, a case, I would think.
I would think so. Like, but hey, who wants to prosecute that? Everybody's going to lay back on that kind of thing and not follow it through, you know, so...
Anyway, you want to comment? You're welcome to join us here. Maybe you're going to college, you poor bastard. What's it like out there? You want to weigh in? Let us know here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Meanwhile, we'll get into the story here about Seattle. This is from Fox5NY.com. Already facing a staffing crisis, the Seattle Police Department is now bracing for the possibility that hundreds of officers will fail to meet an October 18th vaccination deadline. And from what I understand, I don't think they publish it in this story. Oh, yeah, no, they do mention it. So there's about 1,000 deployable personnel in Seattle, and they're looking at losing another 300.
Wow.
So a huge chunk of officers. As of October 6th, 292 sworn personnel had yet to provide proof of a COVID-19 vaccination. And that number is down from 354 from the week prior to that. So some of them have gone ahead and jumped through the hoops, but a huge chunk of their total number of deployable officers has not done that. Seattle PD spokesbureaucrat Sergeant Randy Husserick confirmed to Fox 13 News there are an additional 111 officers awaiting results of exemption requests. So those 111 are not counted in the 292 figure. So there's 292 who just, they didn't even file an exemption request. They're not going to do anything. And then there's another 111 that said, all right, well, I've got a religious exemption or a medical exemption or whatever.
You know, I saw a TikTok recently. I think the guy was like some old dock worker or some kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently somebody showed up to his work site and said, you guys are all going to be fired if you don't show proof of vaccination by X and such a date. And they said, you know what, how about we help save you that hassle and we'll just leave right now. And they all started walking toward the gate, and apparently they were caught at the gate by their boss and said, you don't have to get the vaccination, go back to work.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's interesting. Now, these are those stories that you see, like, posted online, and there's no real way to verify whether or not they're true or not.
He seemed pretty happy about the situation when he was doing the TikTok.
There was another one that somebody else, a similar story about some, I think it was, if it was Baltimore Airport, it was one of the major, you know, airports, and some guy that owned, like, 5 restaurants told his employees, you got to be vaccinated by this date or else, you know, you can't come back to work. And so people decided they just weren't going to come back to work. And then he reversed his decision and said, nope, never mind. You can be unvaccinated and work for us. And then he was back in business because his entire businesses were shut down. There was no one else willing to work except for the unvaccinated.
Well, it's like that around here. It's like you go to any restaurants. Like I went to Texas Longhorn and they just didn't have a staff. And like, so you had to wait just so that staff could wait on you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is what it is.
They're suckers for following the edicts of a corrupt government. I mean, we know, as a matter of fact, that politicians are scumbags. Everybody knows this. But they're going to follow their rules? Stop listening to these people and the people that follow their orders.
I think Joe's point is that if any one of those people is unvaccinated and they say, well, if you're going to make me get a vaccine, I'm out. That boss is going to say, you know what? If we lose this one guy, we're closed.
Yep.
Right? We're coming up here a moment. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring what you want right here. The number.
number is 603-283-6160. Seattle Police Department, hundreds of officers possibly are going to get fired coming up later this month. They've got a deadline of October 18th to get vaccinated or get their exemption approved. 111 officers have filed for the exemption. Another 292 haven't done anything. They're just going to wait and see.
So when you take the uniform off a cop because they're losing their job, do they just become regular criminals? Or
how does that work? I don't know. Maybe they'll get their humanity back or something. Maybe
don't
they
think they have it to begin with.
I don't know about that. Now, I mean, I think that they were all humans when they started. But,
yeah, but there's such a thing as a sociopath.
That's true.
To become a sociopath that has a job and can live out its life, you have to find some kind of gainful employment. And police work, I mean, come on.
Well, could be the rise of, like, the new police, like private police, but they'll be corrupt, so it's not. Or,
well,
let's hope not. But
I don't want to think that every police officer is corrupt. I just don't. I don't believe that that's true. I mean, we've had a couple of them like quit their jobs and then show that they're actually pretty decent guys.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I wish the best for those. I mean, that's a rare bird right there.
Yeah. I mean, Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer of 10 years here in New Hampshire, he quit his job. Now it's been almost a decade, I think, since he quit at this point. And he then did go insane and tried to kill himself afterwards because of various different things. But, you know, so that said, he was a decent guy. You know?
he might have been a horrible guy that made a couple right moves.
He had the decency to see that what he was doing was wrong.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And he made the choice to stop doing it.
Yeah, I know a cop that intentionally fudges his own drug investigations because he doesn't think drug addiction's a crime. It's an illness.
I appreciate that. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. More about Seattle, what's happening there. With upwards of 40% of their entire, you know, like officers, their on-duty kind of, not these aren't desk clerks, on-duty officers could be fired coming up in the next few weeks. But let's go to Kyle. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi. Hey. I just wanted to discuss the concept that I had regarding information because, you know, we live in an age of information. And I think it was interesting that if you think about it, human beings, we weren't supposed to be able to read and write, but we can. And because we can do that, we're able to spread information and share information amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I also began to think that perhaps the fuel of the spirit is information. And if you think of all the living things around us, they really are composed of information. And so it made me think.
Like DNA?
DNA is information. Energy can also be information because it can be measured.
Okay.
And that measurement is information. So then I started thinking a lot about God and the spiritual side of things. Perhaps God is the source of all information. Of infinite amounts of information, and perhaps when we pass away, our information, the information that's contained with us, goes to that source.
Yeah, could be. Or if you believe like I do, you believe that everything and everyone is God, and so therefore the information doesn't go anywhere. It's already connected to God because we're all part of that.
Right.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you could say that, too.
Some would say that we are essentially little pieces of God having experience, sort of on God's behalf. So we are the way that God experiences itself, if you will.
Mm. Yeah, but I think, too, like there's information out there that is beyond our understanding.
Oh, absolutely.
And that information has to come from somewhere. And that information can't come from us because we don't have that information. And so
there's a good chance we'll never be able to grasp that information, right? Like, so being able to look at you know, other dimensions. We're three-dimensional, fourth-dimensional creatures, you know, depending on how you look at it. I think the fourth dimension is time, right? So there, if there's a creature that can exist in the fifth dimension, then they would be able to see the entirety of our timelines all at one fell swoop, and they would be able to grasp, you know, where Joel was born to the moment that he passes away, and, you know, that would be true for all of us, and that's something that we have no concept of.
Yeah, we call those, we have a word for that. It's called an ultra-terrestrial.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, the ultra-terrestrials. The Mothman, if you ever heard of the Mothman prophecies.
I don't know anything about it. I've heard of it.
But very, very creepy. Yeah. It was people were getting phone calls in the middle of the night from something with a weird voice. Some of them recorded the phone call, and it wasn't a human voice making the noises, but it was. It actually was on. It was along the same vibration as a little voice that a moth would have.
Really?
And people, and like an insect would have. And but
what was he saying to people?
They were predicting plane crashes and stuff like that. So, and, you know, huge tragedies, and it knew them all in advance, and it would, like, you know, just blurt out weird facts, and then the facts would happen. And
get into a death pool with this guy.
Yeah, right. So but there's been other instances of similar type things all over the world for time out of mind, and over time it's just been decided. Actually, with the Mothman in particular, a journalist who was studying it went to a Cornell University professor to ask him what the nature of this is, what's the ontology of this, and this professor at Cornell had been kind of studying himself, and he goes, these are basically what we would refer to as demigods. They're higher than we are. They're on a higher plane than we are, and they can see, they have a better view of what we're going through than we do. They can see it from a higher place, and they just become to be known as ultra-terrestrials.
Thanks, Kyle, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. It's interesting thinking about what, you know, that would be like, because, again, it's hard to really grasp that from our perspective. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, somebody in this, you know, fifth dimension or this ultra being could look down and see the entirety of your life. But that also begs the question of, well, is free will a thing, right? Because if free will is a thing, then your life would be able to go in all manner of different directions. And so we like to believe in free will, and I personally do, but some people don't. Some people would say, oh, well, you're predetermined to do everything that you've done because you couldn't have done anything differently based on the circumstances surrounding you. So can these ultra beings see all variants of Joa, where Joa is, you know, in one life the president of the United States, in another life, you know, he's this peaceful guy that he is today?
There could be these timelines and these splits. It's possible.
Yeah. So it's just kind of interesting thinking, like, would this being be able to see all of the potentials all at once?
Maybe that's an ultra-terrestrial to the ultra-terrestrial. Yeah, maybe there's another level of that. You know?
Right. That's a great
question. All I know is that we're made out of vibration, this electrical light and vibrations. And when we pass away, it's being absorbed by whatever's around us. And I look at it as really physical. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, we all believe in our different ways. I just hope that I'm in a good place when I pass away.
For sure.
You know?
With good people.
Yes, exactly.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Well, it was a Bill Hicks, he said, I'm bringing it up now. Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed into its low vibration. That we're all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream. We are the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather.
I love that.
Yeah. There you go.
That's 603-283-6160. Definitely, if you don't know Bill Hicks's work, you should check him out. Rest in peace. Unless he's actually Alex Jones, in which case, we're glad you're still with us, Bill. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Biden provided an update on the coronavirus and vaccinations. Biden saying we're making progress in the fight against coronavirus and pointing out a significant drop in rates of new daily cases and hospitalizations.
Daily cases are down 47%. Hospitalizations are down 38% over the past 6 weeks. Over the past 2 weeks, most of the country has improved as well. Case rates are declining in 39 states, and hospital rates are declining in 38 states.
Another COVID booster shot has been endorsed.
We do have a unanimous 19 out of 19 yes vote.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration voting unanimously to recommend a booster shot to seniors, adults with health problems, or those who are at an increased risk for COVID of the Moderna vaccine. USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to fight the federal COVID vaccine mandate in court.
We are going to contest that immediately. We think the state of Florida has standing to do it, and we also know businesses that we're going to work with to contest it.
Speaking in Fort Myers, the Republican governor saying he doesn't believe the Biden administration has the authority to impose a vaccine requirement through OSHA. There's a backlog of shipping cargo at the Long Beach and Los Angeles ports in California. Executive Director of the Port of Los Angeles, Gene Soroka, points out the progress the port has made in cutting down how much time railways are waiting to load cargo.
Our rail dwell time for on-dock product is down to 4.4 days. We cut the backlog of rail containers by two-thirds over the last 60 days, and we cut it in half over the last month.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The number here for you to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. Whether you want to get into the meaning of the universe, we can do that here, as we touched on just a moment ago with a caller there. Or we can talk about something a little bit more down-to-earth, like Seattle possibly firing upwards of 40% of their entire uniformed police squad.
Which that's amazing.
Would be absolutely incredible if that happened.
Hey, I'm okay with all the good cops, or even the people who disagree with these little minor things. It's not really minor, it's major. But just leaving for, like, some sort of, you know, their own decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
maybe they could
rather than just how much they're getting paid.
Yeah, I think you said before, you know, maybe they could strike out on their own and do a private service for people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they'll need it because the government has screwed up Seattle so bad that it's a desperate, impoverished, homeless city. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't even describe to you the homelessness in Seattle. I go to Seattle on a somewhat regular basis.
Yeah.
And there are basically tents under every... anything that blocks the sky from coming down, there's
wow.
a tent under for miles. And, I mean, several tents.
You're talking about in the, like, the heart of the city, right?
No. I mean from the heart of the city radiating outward
anywhere.
For miles
wow.
and miles and miles and miles of
oh
tents.
Oh, my God.
And it is unbelievable, and there's no way of hiding it. And this is all the doing of the Seattle City Council, and it's not even the state of Washington, really, because most of the state of Washington is not Seattle, and they don't feel the way Seattle does, but just like New York City, any other place where there's a big city, they are using the major population centers to control the laws and the economies of everywhere else in the state, so everybody's suffering because of Seattle. But they've created all this homelessness and desperation, and they've taken away a lot of the gun rights of the people in the state of Washington due to the opinions of the people of Seattle. So now that you're going to take the police away, I wonder what the crime situation will actually be.
Well, I mean, I don't think the police really stop crime.
They don't. But I'm wondering, people are also not. I think you may have some people feeling emboldened to see a lot fewer cops too. So maybe if there's desperate people out there who may try to commit some actual crimes because they know nobody can defend themselves. There's no guns, and a lot of people in Seattle are just opposed to guns. So I wonder how this will all play out. Will this create a more pro-gun Seattle when people get robbed at knife point and? You know, stick points and things like
that's an interesting question, because we know that police departments around the country are having a difficult time recruiting. Like, a lot of people don't want to be cops.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
That's without the whole COVID thing. That's anyway.
Because the job sucks, and it is, you know, it's a dangerous job. I mean, it's not as dangerous as roofing or logging or something like that.
But not everybody wants to become a wife beater.
Oh, geez.
And some people like dogs.
And a very high percentage of police are actually domestic abusers, and that's a fact.
And seeing that they have a demand, they're probably loosening up who qualifies.
Yeah, they'll start taking old drug dealers or whatever, whoever they want, right?
Or cops from other area codes that got fired over there, but we'll hire over here.
Yeah, well, I imagine that's what some of these officers are going to do, is they're probably just going to give this will be their excuse to just leave Seattle and go get a job in, you know, Spokane or something else, somewhere else they can get hired without being vaccinated. Because that's ultimately the issue here, is these officers, hundreds of them, 292 officers have not been vaccinated, or at the very least, they haven't proven that they have. And then another 111 that are trying to get an exemption. So that's like 400 officers, basically, which is, they've only got about 1,000. So you're talking about 40% of the entire department. According to,
they were already hurting, I think.
Yeah that's from my understanding as well. So
1,325 cops.
Well, according to the story, they've lost about 300 officers.
Wow.
So they're down. So here's what they say here. This is Mayor Jenny Durkin told city staff in an email Monday, quote, "We value each of you and do not want to lose you as employees, but the people that count on you the most are the ones that need you to get vaccinated," she said. Since the vaccine mandate was announced in early August, she's remained evasive about whether she'll truly fire the unvaccinated officers at a time of low staffing and high 911 response times. Seattle PD has already lost more than 300 officers since the height of the defunding debate in 2020. Remember the summer of 2020?
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk about defunding the police, and apparently they lost 300 officers from that time frame, so they currently only have about 1,000 deployable personnel. So 400 of that 1,000 are currently on the potential chopping block.
The city, the wiki for Seattle's police department says they have sworn officers 1,325, and then deployable civilian employees of 631. I don't know what that is.
Huh. Deployable civilian employees.
Yeah, deployable civilian employees.
I don't know what that means either. Maybe it's like the posse, like in some places. Like, I remember down in Florida, the sheriff of Manatee County had like the sheriff's posse, which were like volunteers that
riot
sort
police.
No, they weren't riot police. They were like volunteers that could be used for certain purposes that had been sort of deputized in some way, but they weren't full-on city employees. Now, they're saying these are employed with the city, so maybe those are like desk workers who've been issued a gun, or I don't know what that means.
Yeah, good question.
She answers, the final months of her term, the mayor is faced with the dilemma to go back on her vaccine mandate or thrust the city into a public safety emergency. And I don't know. I don't think if they lose half their police force or close to half their police force, you're going to see a huge increase in crime.
Well, I'm wondering also, here's another possibility. They just bring in the National Guard.
They might.
And then you've got a military. You've got literally a military police state.
Then you'd be wishing you had some guns.
In anticipation of the October 18th deadline, the interim Seattle police chief, so they don't even have a police chief right now, advised his department to transition to Phase 3 mobilization effective October 13th. I don't know what that means. According to an internal memo, the change in posture will require all sworn personnel to be on standby to respond to 911 calls. That includes detectives assigned to specialty units. The governor told the news agency that across the state, agencies have contingency plans to help ensure basic levels of staffing. But for some, it's too late. A Seattle PD officer with 5 years on the force told Fox 13 on Wednesday she plans to leave even if the mandate is relaxed. Quote, the environment has been pretty toxic and negative, not just from this whole mandate, but prior to that as well. I'm not sure this would be a good place for me to work long term for my mental health. It's been very stressful. She says she will likely try to get hired on with an agency outside of King County. And by the way, King County recently instituted a mandatory vaccination pass for not just Seattle, but you know, the entire county. As far as, I think, indoor activities and you know what you've seen happen in New York City and you know Los Angeles with the vaccination passport, King County is, if I believe, the first county to put that in place.
Well, if you like that kind of thing, go ahead and stay there. But I'd get out of there.
Losing even 50 to 75 officers in one day, according to an anonymous patrol officer, the response times for the city will go up drastically, he said. And he works out of the West Precinct downtown. So they're already slow at 1,000 officers. This would almost cut that in half. The officer put in for a religious exemption but is not hopeful that his accommodation will be approved. He says, quote, I'll continue working until the day they fire me, and that's about all that I can do. So there you go.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, people are actually standing up, and it's the line, the dividing line is really being defined, and it's above the police. That's for sure.
When you say it's above the police, what do you mean?
As in, they've drawn it above them, as in they're not going to save them in the end. Like, they're giving them
a choice. Oh, you're saying the government is going to go ahead and cut them. You think they're going to cut
them? Yeah, even like the pawns up in the federal government, they're forced to take the shots, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is really a separating of classes here.
So you don't think at the last minute the Seattle mayor is going to go back on her mandate? She's not going to, reverse course. She's going to fire these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If they're talking about it now, they mean it.
All right. Yeah. And I think you may be right about that, because it's very important for the government to show solidarity on this vaccine. They can't allow their own employees to show them up and to make them look weak. Right? So I think I'm with you on this, Joe. I think they are going to go through with it and fire 40%.
They've invested so much into it so far.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. Share your thoughts. It's free.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Number 603-283-6160. You know, I really enjoy seeing governments fight with each other. Love it. I don't like it when they're bothering people over stupid zoning crap, like we talked about earlier. They threaten a guy over having a trailer in his yard in Pittsfield, New Hampshire. And, of course, they do this stuff to people all across the United States, all around the world. There's stupid government rules and forcing them, shoving them down people's throats. But if they're busy fighting with each other,
that's great.
Then that's less time that they can spend ruining our lives.
How can we pour gas on that fire?
Oh, I know one.
How?
You could just file complaints.
No! What does that do?
It forces the city attorneys to keep looking at these complaints.
Who do you complain with? I mean, you're complaining about, like, the police?
Anything or? And everything that you can complain about the government. And that's pretty much everything.
Do they have to do anything? I mean, can't they just throw it in the trash?
I mean, they could just... They have to have some sort of determination on every complaint.
Really? So they have to give you, like, a letter back or something like that?
They have to respond to it.
And you've done this before, it sounds like.
I've done a lot of complaining.
Has any of it ever, like, resulted in anything besides wasting their time, though?
Well, we filed a complaint because they were not in compliance for a records request, and the complaints went forward, and they were in violation.
Who was this?
Pawtucket Police.
Pawtucket, that's in
Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Yeah. So ACLU took on the case, and they sued him federally, and we won.
Sweet.
So they're in violation.
Are they still in violation?
Yes. I have not seen these police reports that they're supposed to be there, and they're not there, and they just refuse to.
I think I heard a judge complaining about that type of thing at one point. I think he called it paper terrorism.
These are big cases, too.
It's their own bureaucracy. You're just adding to it's their
rules.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like, hey, we want the last 4 years of records requests.
Your attorneys requested that from them?
We just did it on our own.
Okay.
And they charged us, and we paid for it, but they...
Oh, my God, what did that cost?
A lot.
How much are we talking about?
Well,
thousands?
We spent thousands of dollars throughout the whole state doing records requests. Mm-hmm. And you can see, like, we just put them online.
Mm.
We can't even read all of it. It's a lot.
Too much data.
Too much.
How much did it cost?
thousands, over 4,000.
Wow.
But on Pawtucket, I don't know exactly the number in Pawtucket.
Doesn't it feel bad to give them that money, though?
Yeah, but then if you really think about it, we probably saved people a lot of money because they went to our website, looked
they
up.
They could just get the info.
They get the records from our site instead of having to pay the state again.
It's
so
true. It's true.
Imagine like how much resource that could have been for people. And,
yeah. Yeah, I always feel bad if I ever do a Freedom of Information Act request. I never want to pay these goons for it. I always like bring a camera right. And I just take pictures of this because. At least, and I don't know what the rules are in Rhode Island, but in New Hampshire, generally, they will let you inspect what they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get your own camera, you know, you just take pictures of it and then give it back to them. They're like, all right, thanks, have a nice day. But if you want copies, if you want to make copies, or if you want them to put it on a CD-ROM or
then
DVD,
it costs a fortune.
Then they're going to charge you for it.
So they got to dig it out. But if you're just like, hey, can I have the last 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not really that hard.
Because they've already come up with those.
It's, yeah, they just like, oh, okay, all these folders on this computer, boom, send it
print.
To you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even want it printed. They can save that. Just get it to
but me digitally.
But
they still charge you for the digital, don't they?
Yeah, but probably not nearly as much. It's like time and CD, which is, I don't know where you can buy CDs anymore.
Yeah, I think they still got them at Staples or wherever. If you ever need some, I got some in the closet. Chicago, we're going to shift gears over to another major city, Chicago. So Seattle may be losing up to 40% of their police force. The story here from MSN.com, tensions between Chicago's mayor and police over the city's vaccine mandate grew this week as the head of the police union. And last I heard, there were multiple police unions in Chicago, and all of them were against the vaccine mandate. Urged officers to ignore the deadline to report their vaccination status. Chicago City employees, including police officers, are required to report their vaccination status by this Friday. The story was published 12 hours ago, so this is pretty fresh. That's tomorrow. Employees who aren't vaccinated will be required to get tested twice weekly, a temporary measure until the end of the year as the city decides what to do with unvaccinated employees. But the head of the Chicago branch of the Fraternal Order of Police, John Catanzara, urged members of the union in a video message this week to, quote, hold the line, unquote. He told officers not to submit their vaccination statuses and instead flood the city with exemption requests on Thursday. Quote, submit those all on Thursday, give them everything at one time, and that's it, he said. Do not fill out the portal information, he added, referring to the reporting of vaccination statuses to the city.
Is this a bad time for me to pay my taxes in pennies? I'm here.
It's a bad time to pay taxes.
That's a great point. Officers and other city employees who fail to report their vaccination status by Friday will be, quote, placed on a non-disciplinary, no-pay status, said the mayor. Catanzara said that it is safe to say the city of Chicago will have a police force at 50% or less over the weekend.
That sounds to me like she's threatening the public.
What do you mean by
that? I think that's a scare tactic. She's trying to scare the crap out of the public.
But what good would that do?
Who knows? Politicians always want to scare the public.
Get the people to like beg their family members who are cops to go and get a vaccination
maybe.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Catanzara said, again, they may be at less than 50% of the police. Because how many of these Chicago cops are going to go to work if there's no paycheck?
I wouldn't.
They're not going to.
How are they going to decide who's who? And
well, the people who don't report. So there's the cops who just they're good, obedient, you know, serfs, and they're doing what they're told, and they're getting the vaccination, and they've reported that.
There's no way
it's going to their jobs.
That's crazy. It's no way it's going to happen.
What's not going to happen?
They're just going to let all these cops just get fired?
Well, they're not going to be, quote, fired. They're going to be placed in a non-disciplinary, no-pay status.
Yeah, this
so
seems... Yeah.
They're going to be told, hey, you aren't being told you can't come to work. We're just not going to pay you if you show up.
I see.
Basically. So they're not going to show up.
Probably throw them in a fusion center. Just still spy on your neighbors or something.
Whatever happens because of that manpower issue that falls at the mayor's doorstep, said the police department or their union spokesman. Lightfoot, that's the mayor, said at a news conference Wednesday that the city was, quote, prepared, adding that Catanzara was, quote, doing a patent disservice to his members every single day by encouraging resistance against the vaccines. She said, quote, if you're not vaccinated, you are playing with your life. The life of your family, the life of your colleagues, and members of the public, she said. According to the story here, Chicago, like many other large cities, has required that city employees get vaccinated against coronavirus, emphasizing that for public-facing employees in particular, like police officers and firefighters, vaccinations protect not only the employees, but people from the community. Law enforcement officers across the country, from San Francisco to L.A. to Denver, have resisted vaccine mandates. And even here in Keene, I believe they don't have a mandate here in Keene, but I had a Keene police officer stop a few weeks ago. Bonnie and I were having dinner we were outside because it was a nice day. Actually, it was really nice today, too. But we were just sitting outside having dinner at one of the tables on the Yasso Jamaican place in downtown Keene. And up comes Jason Short, the very same officer who was a mindless automaton drone threatening people outside of our house, wearing a trench coat during the raid that happened here with the FBI.
Eyewitnesses assaults on people.
Yeah, very same guy. He was playing Mr. Nice Guy, coming up, talking about how much he agrees with us and how he's always...
What a scumbag. Just tell him to shut up and walk away.
No, I played along and, you know, listened to what he had to say. He was acting like he's all into, you know, he likes the libertarians.
What a piece of garbage.
and he agreed, you know, he was saying that when he was the police prosecutor, he used to actually reduce all the marijuana arrests to a violation.
Come on.
Just to get him out of court.
Compassionate tyrant.
Yeah, and but he did admit that he would do whatever it is that he was told to do. So he is just a
complete... He agrees with you.
Piece of garbage.
Yeah, complete tyrant. But although at the same time agreeing, he says he agrees with us on the vaccination thing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of cops that are against being forced to put something into their veins. However, they don't have any problem putting you in a jail cell if you decide that you want to put something in your body that is against some list of things that some bureaucrats wrote down on a piece of paper somewhere.
They are idiots, and they're a danger to society.
And when I brought this point up to Jason, he said, oh, well, let's not compare apples and oranges.
Wow.
I can't hear this story anymore. I can't even think about these. I can't think about these people anymore.
I mean, the hypocrisy of these people. It's like you said earlier, Matt, you know, you don't know how to feel about this, right? Like,
I don't know how to feel about it.
I'm going to say that I don't think they should be forced to do this, but I wish they would wake the F up and have some damn consistency
Consistency is not their game.
No one's forced to do anything.
They're liars.
Everyone makes their own choices. If you want to get paid, yeah, go ahead and do that horrible thing. But you know what? It's on your conscience now that Yuri said no.
If they have a conscience.
If they have conscience.
More coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.